Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Podcast Network Asia.
Gusto nyo bang madagdagan ang inyong income? Do you agree with this quote? Your income will only grow based on your perspective. Small perspective, small income. Big perspective, big income. Kung nag-a-agree kayo, you've got to listen to this podcast.
Hi, I'm Chinky Tan and you're listening to Chink Positive Podcast, where I aim to equip you to become wealthy and debt-free, teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Let's get into the episode.
Hi there, this is Chinky Tan, your Pambansang Wealth Coach. Thank you very much for joining in this podcast. Today, we are going to dive into an exciting session. Bakit? Ang goal po natin is palakihin natin ang iyong income. Whether we like it or not, para gumanda ang ating financial life, we have to learn how to increase our cash flow. Kahit na gusto mo talagang mag-manage ng pera, maging mag-save ng pera, kung wala ka namang i-manage at i-save, wala tayong pag-uusapan. And people don't realize that sometimes the reason why we are not earning the income that we deserve is because of our limited perspective. Ang ibig ko sabihin, yung perspektibo mo sa buhay. And I don't know if you agree with this statement, kung paano tayo pinalaki nung tayo ay bata pa, nakakaapekto kung anong pananaw natin sa buhay. It's all because of our upbringing when we were young. Like for example, kung madalas mo narinig sa mga magulang mo nung bata ka, oh, mag-aral ka mabuti para paglaki mo, maghanap ka ng magandang trabaho. Walang masama sa trabaho. Pero paano naman kami pinalaki mga singkit, mag-aral ka mabuti para paglaki mo, magtayo ka ng magandang negosyo. Diba? It's two different culture, two different way of thinking and perspective. And then pag-graduate ng isa, naghanap ng trabaho, yung isa, nagtayo ng negosyo. Ano pinagkaiba? Sino sa palagay nyo ang mas may pagkakataon na umunlad sa buhay? Again, syempre, kung makikita po natin, syempre, yung nagnegosyo, mas may unlimited income yan. Again, if you notice, this is based on your perspective. This can really hinder you in terms or affect the way you make your financial decisions. Kaya nga, in this session, pag-usapan muna natin yung mga negative effects, okay, ng perspective, limited perspective, and then ano ang mga pumipigil sa atin at ano ang dapat natin gawin. So kung ready na kayo, I highly recommend, number one, get a piece of paper and a pen so that you can write these things down para makatulong po sa inyo. Negative effect of a limited perspective, you will miss out on opportunities. Bakit po? Eh, syempre naman, parang since di mo alam, matatakot ka, so mamimiss mo yung opportunity na kumita ka para mas malaking pera, makaipon ka ng malaking pera, at the same time, syempre mag-invest ng pera. That's number one. Number two, pag yung perspective mo rin, hindi rin siyang healthy, yung decision-making process mo, hindi rin magiging effective. Diba? And whether we like it or not, the decision that we make today will not impact our present, but it will impact our future. And the reason why you are in your position right now, in your financial position sa buhay mo, it's because of the decision that you made in the past. So kung makikita mo, yung decision natin sa nakaraan, may epekto yan sa pangkasalukuyan. And then, ang nangyayari niyan, kung limited din ang ating perspective, walang growth, stagnant ka. Diba? Siyempre, matatakot ka magbago, resistant ka sa change. Diba? So, you still stick to the old things. Eh. Kaya nga, nagtataka ka, bakit walang nangyayari sa financial life ko? Kasi hindi ako nag-grow. Ay, kasi nga, walang pagbabago. And then also, you will also increase the risk. Increase the risk of what? Siyempre naman, since wala kang ipon, hindi dumadagdag, eh, siyempre, pag may mga emergency, ano pong mangyayari? Eh, siyempre, mapipilitan tayong umutang. So, kung makikita po natin, ang dami pong negative effects of a limited perspective in life. Kasi sa totoo lang, I don't know if you will agree with this, napakahirap gawin ng isang bagay kapag di mo alam. Diba? Hindi, matatakot ka talaga mag-try. So, in the process, no, pag na tayo ay may limited perspective, alam mo mangyayari niyan, magkakaroon po tayo ng sense of complacency, or if not naman, mawawala na tayo ng pag-asa, ayaw mo na talagang sumubok dahil natatakot ka. At the same time, yung nagiging negative na yung attitude mo towards buhay, tuwing gagastos ka, natatakot ka, baka maubos na yung pera mo, nawawala na yung joy mo, di ba? Habang sinasabi ko ba to, nararamdaman nyo ba? Am I just describing your situation? Or if not, nagkakaroon ka ng negative effect na, ay, hindi talaga para sa akin to, paano ko mag-fail, di ba? So, ang dami mo makikita talaga na negative effects pag hindi nagbago ang financial perspective mo. So my challenge to you right now is this. After hearing all of this, do you want already to change your financial perspective? If your answer is yes, nako, maghanda ka na. Ibibigay ko na yung strategies right now on how to broaden your financial perspective. Pero bago ko gawin yan, kung may problema ka, pero bago ko gawin yan, nako, meron po akong patalastas po para sa inyo. Reminder lang, if you are having some money problems right now, and then na-stress ka na, alam mo, let's find solution. Alam mo, ang first step na kailangan mo gawin to experience financial peace of mind is what? Join the Iponario Movement. Oo. Join ka na sa Iponario Movement natin sa Facebook po. Again, punta kayo sa Facebook page. Hanapin niyo yung private group, The Iponario Movement. Doon kayo matutulungan for free. So right now, let us go back to the strategies para matanggal po, pag-muhay din ang ating financial perspective. Number one, seek knowledge. Kailangan mong matuto. Magbasa ka ng libro, makinig ka ng podcast, di ba? Manood ka ng mga YouTube channel ko, di ba? Mag-attend ka, well, let's say, mag-enroll ka sa mga courses, mag-attend ka sa mga personal finance seminars. So in other words, kailangan po madagdagan talaga ang iyong kaalaman. Alam mo, pagka hindi talaga nadagdagan ang kaalaman mo, ang mangyayari niyan, hindi mag-expand yung tinatawag nating financial wallet mo. And I always teach people also in my coaching session called, it's a word called psychological wallet. Ano ibig sabihin niyan? Your income will only increase based on the increase of your psychological wallet. Kung ang mindset mo ay pang-minimum lang, no? Like for example, ang feeling mo, ang value mo is 15,000 a month. The moment someone offered you 15,000 pesos a month, what will you do? You will immediately accept it. What if you know yung value mo is not 15, sa 150,000 a month? The first company or opportunity that offers you 15,000, will you accept it? No. Ang gagawin mo, hahanapin mo yung 150, di ba? Para yan ang magiging opportunity mo. And likewise, kung kumikita ka ng 150,000 a month, fine, congratulations. Ang tanong ko, what's stopping you from making 1.5 million a month? Di ba? So, kung makikita mo, lahat po tayo, meron tayong tinatawag na limit based on our psychological wallet. And the only way you can expand it if you learn pa more. Kaya nga, I hope and I thank you really for investing your time. Actually, what you're paying right now here, wala kang binayad for this podcast, pero binabayaran mo yung oras for you to learn. So, mag-aral ka. Magbasa ka ng libro, mag-attend ka ng sessions, seminars, magpa-coach at magpa-guide ka. Number two, kailangan po, para ma-open ang financial perspective, open yourself for change. Bakit po? For things to change, you have to change. For things to get better, you have to get better. If you keep on doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different result, walang mangyayari. Grabe. So, nagigets nyo? So, importante po talaga ano yung dapat mong baguhin. Mentally, emotionally, physically, sa ano ginagawa mo, sa routine mo, sa career mo, sa business mo, sa career. Dapat open ka sa pagbabago and never be afraid of change. Paano natin lalabanan yan? Simple. Again, balikan na naman sa knowledge. The reason why you're afraid of change because you don't know what you're doing. Pero pag nalaman mo, mabilis na lang yan. And then number three, para mag-widen ang iyong perspective sa buhay, let me encourage you to challenge assumptions. When I say challenge assumptions, challenge your existing beliefs, your attitude towards money. Like for example, one limiting beliefs that's limiting us, nako, na guilty tayo na hindi mo napapansin, na guilty rin ako dati, buti na napalitan ko. Yung sasabihin natin, nako, di ko afford yan, ang mahal niyan, mahal naman. Alam mo, the mere fact you are saying mahal, it means saying na talagang mahirap ka. Kasi you cannot afford it. Dapat, ang dapat sabihin natin, you have to remove the word from your vocabulary, yung word na mahal. Starting today, ang dapat sabihin natin, wala pa sa budget. Wala pa sa budget. Kasi alam nyo, ito lang ha, uulitin ko po. Yung word na mahal is depende yan eh. Depende yan sa kakayanan ng tao na bumibili. Like for example, kumain ka sa Jollibee, di ba? Bibili ka ng burger at 50 pesos, mura mahal. Probably for majority of us, affordable. Kaya natin yan. Pero para sa isang taong grasa, mahal yan. Dahil wala na nga makain, magbili Jollibee pa ba? Di ba? Or let's say, pagkakain ka sa Spiral, 7,000 pesos per meal, mura mahal. Para sa iba, ay, mahal niya, 7, makong taas ah. Pero sa, alam mo, para sa taong kumikita ng 1 million, 2 million naman, mura yun. Nagigits nyo. So I want you to challenge assumptions. Kaya nga, starting today, change your perspective. Huwag mo sabihin mahal yan. Sabihin mo, wala pa sa budget. Pero ang mindset mo, pag-iipunan ko yan, gagawin ko ng paraan para pagdating ng panahon.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ma-afford ko yan. Good ba? Maganda ba? Di ba? And then, ito na importante, and last but not the least, no, I suggest talaga, if you want really to change your financial perspective, enlarge your border, seek mentors. Find mentors or advisors who can really help you achieve financial success. Look for people who are willing to share their experiences and expertise and insights. Look for people who can really provide you guidance and support as you broaden your financial perspective. Likewise, in this channel, as you know, yun nga, we want to help you to solve your money problems. Kaya nga, kung yan ang issues nyo, pera yung issues nyo, alam nyo, wag na kayong lumayo. Mag-subscribe na kayo sa channel na ito. So, let's do a recap. Okay? In order for you to enlarge, change your financial perspective starting today, matuto ka, seek knowledge. Number two, kailangan open ka talaga for innovation and change. Number three, di ba? Challenge assumptions. Huwag mo tatanggapin na hanggang dito ka na lang. Number four, seek mentorship. Maghanap ka ng mga mentors and coaches who can guide you. And probably some of you are saying, Chinky, I would like to find mentors and coaches but I do not know where to start and wala akong mapupuntahan. Well, if you're listening to this podcast at wala kang mapupuntahan, may good news po ako sa inyo. We have already formed a group coaching with some of our eponarios. Ito yung tinatawag na TYL community. I don't know if you've heard of it, the Yayamanin Life community. We meet once a month. Tapos may group coaching session kami, tapos may guides kami, may mga videos na meron kayong pananoorin, tapos meron kayong sasagutan in order to guide you from where you are and where you want to be financially. Ano bang mga financial problems nyo at sosolve din po natin as a group yan. So if you are interested to be part of that group and you want to know more, just visit na lang tyl.group. Okay? TYL, that's the Yemenin Life acronym, .group. No, it's a URL address. I-check out na lang to know more. Maraming salamat. sa pagpapakinig. And I hope and I pray na darating ang panahon na ang income mo, hindi lang 15,000, magiging 150,000 at magiging 1.5 million a month. Magagawa mo lang yan if you change your financial perspective. If you like this podcast episode, I do encourage you to please share this podcast episode to your friends so that they will also enjoy and learn. Tatandaan, as I always say, to every problem, there's always a solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Always think positive.
Hi guys, thank you for listening to this episode of the Think Positive Podcast. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you want to keep on growing and stay inspired, follow us on wherever you're listening to this podcast and share it with friends. Have a good day and always think positive.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.